This episode of the Blockhash Podcast is sponsored by my friend Tiger at itztiger.music on Instagram. He does all the audio tracks for the Blockhash Podcast. He's on Spotify, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Go check him out. The podcast is also sponsored by Day and Night, the ultimate revolution in vaping batteries, the double-bladed lightsaber of vaping. Why enjoy one flavor when you can enjoy two flavors at the same time? Go check them out on Instagram at Day and Night Battery. But wait, the podcast is also sponsored by Bengali, the new hip clothing brand that is about to take Medellin by storm. Quality clothing for men that fits right and that is stylish at the same time. I love it. I got tons of it, and you'll see me wearing it on the podcast. Get yours now. Go to bengali.shop on Instagram. Lastly, be sure to sign up for the Blockchain Insider newsletter. For only $250 a month, you will get weekly updates on the crypto market, my top investment picks, and advanced analysis to help you make better informed investment decisions. You can't put a price on that. So go click on the link in the description and sign up today. What's up, guys? It is episode 148. Wednesday, June 30th, and today I have Yenwen Fong, CEO of Perpetual Protocol, a perpetual contract protocol for every asset made possible by a virtual automated market maker, which helps provide guaranteed on-chain liquidity and predictable pricing set by product curves, of which we discuss in plenty of detail, so don't worry. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe and make sure to share this episode with somebody that you think would like to learn more about Blockchain Perpetual Protocol and Yenwen Fong. Enjoy. All right, Mr. Yenwen Fong, how are you doing today? Welcome to the Blockhash Podcast Live.
I'm doing well. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great having you, and thanks for making the time. I know it's late there. You're on a completely different time zone.
Yeah, it's all right. Yep.
So tell me, where are you based? Where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan. I'm based in Taiwan right now.
Okay. Do you work out of Taiwan as well, or are you just there at the moment, or?
Yeah, I work out from Taiwan, but I travel a lot before COVID, but. I think nowadays people don't travel. So I kind of like 100% in Taiwan right now. Yeah.
Are you able to travel from Taiwan, or what's it like there with COVID?
Yeah, able to travel, but I mean, there are restrictions. So, I mean, like every time you come back, you have to be, quarantined for like 14 days. So that's really a long time.
Oh. You still have to quarantine? So like if you got a vaccine or you got a PCR test, you still have to quarantine?
Yeah, everyone.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
yeah. But I think it's good because I think Taiwan have kind of like the lowest like infection rate. I mean, over the world. So it's an island, so it's kind of easy to to protect. So yeah. Anyway, I think it's just like special time for everyone.
Yeah, well, hopefully that gets a little bit better for you guys. I mean, it'd be nice, if, you know. A lot more countries started opening up, which they're slowly starting to do. Anyways, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background. My audience is going to be curious, like who you are, who's this Mr. Yenwen Fong? What does he do? How did he get into blockchain? Give me a little bit of background.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, I grew up in Taiwan. I founded like several companies before. I mean, mostly in Taiwan, some in US. I've been working in US for some time. So I actually got into, I'm a little bit older. I mean, like I'm being like in the startup field for a while. So I personally got into crypto in like 2018. So like 3 years ago. At the time we actually wanted to, we are already like kind of focused on derivative. So perpetual protocol, what we are doing right now is what kind of derivative, but at the time, 2018, I have been already like starting, like trying to work on the decentralized option protocol at that time, which is, we actually doesn't go well. I mean, we have a hard time raising and the market crash. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we end up going to the Binance Lab. So Binance has an incubator at that time. So we actually worked there for a while, working on like the accounting solution, crypto accounting. And 2019, I mean, after a year, we feel that, you know, we see Uniswap, we see like Synthetic, that actually kind of like bring some new, I mean, idea for us. So, I mean, like I said, 2018, we were doing option protocol, decentralized option protocol, but I don't think we really know. I mean, we just want to port a centralized stuff to like decentralized world. It doesn't work. So, I mean, after we see like Synthetic and Uniswap, they have this AAM, they have this like new tokenomic, we feel that actually that's the right thing to do. So we actually pivot, we dropped the accounting software, and then we went back to derivative. We kind of like go through like different kinds of derivative, and then in the end we pick perpetual. So we, you know, we kind of like figure out how to build an AAM on top of perpetual swap contract. Yeah, so I think that's how we started. So it's last year. And we launched a token, and we also launched a protocol last December. It's already been like 3 months, I mean, until now. And I think the protocol itself is actually working quite well. We have around like 19 billion trading volume, which is quite nice. And we do have like a lot of people trading on us. We have like bots trading on us. So I think, yeah, it's a good start.
Yeah, in terms of volume, like where do you guys stand in comparison to like, you know, some of the other, you know, popular DEXs out there, like all the food based ones, like Swap, Sushi Swap.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a good question. So compared to Uniswap, I think we are like only like maybe like 10% of that. They have been in the market for a while, so we are kind of like new. I think that's of course one factor. But the other thing is that we are working on this, you know, perpetual swap, which is very different from a spot trading DEX. So I think that's, yeah. But if you compare the volume, we are kind of like, you know, 1/10. If we compare to like the whole decentralized derivative market, I think perpetual protocol actually has like 80% of all trading volume. Mm-hmm. So we are kind of like a number right now. So, but there are, you know, like new protocol popping up, new DEX popping up like daily. So, you know, we are actually working hard trying to keep the lead.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit more about perpetual protocol, like, you know, as a DEX. You know, where do you, what's your guys' like goal and mission? Like, what are you guys trying to accomplish? Are you just trying to build something that's better than the existing DEXs? Or are you trying to build something different?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I'm an engineer, so I'm more like, so kind of like deep in the mind, I want to make a decentralized product of like traditional derivative product. So the decentralized versions of that. So I think what we want to do is that we want to build a derivative DEX or derivative protocol that's, I mean, will be like top three in the world. So that's our goal. In derivative, they are actually like kind of like details that it's not easy to build AAM on top of derivative, like options. I think it's really hard to do option like AAM. A lot of people try that, but I mean, there are still like some details that they doesn't really get right. And actually perpetual, I think it's the easiest one. So we just kind of like start with the easiest one. Yeah.
Nice.
So,
nice.
So the perpetual contract is actually a different kind of future contract. It's a derivative that, compared to like a spot trading, because it's a derivative, so you don't really own that token. You're kind of like trading, I mean, like the price exposure. But the good thing is that you can take leverage. So you can take like, you know, 10x, 5x long or short. So I think it kind of like provide another tool for the traders to express their opinion to the market. Yeah. So I think that's the main difference between spot exchange.
Would you say that's the thing that separates you guys the most from other DEXs or separates you the most is, you know, being able to offer that kind of leverage through a DEX, or are there other things that you think separate you from, I guess, your competition?
Yes. So it separates us, I mean, from like SushiSwap or like a food tokens, like you mentioned. So of course, like Uniswap. And also it separates us from there are other people, Bill, also working in a perpetual contract space, but they take different approach. Some of them, they still build a gaming order book. So we are more like you can think of, we kind of like Uniswap meet BitMEX, which is a perpetual contract central exchange. So we kind of like have an AMM and also have the perpetual contract, the leverage system. So I think that's actually make us very different from all the competitors.
Yeah, you know, it's a very competitive space. Everyone's trying to, you know, get into DEXs or do something in DeFi. So, I mean, it'd be really cool to see, you know, how you guys, you know, grow into that space in the future. And I think little things, you know, like leverage, for example, offering like 10x leverage, offering different tools and spot trading definitely helps you guys stand out more. But yeah, it's super, super competitive. The other question I had was, you know, you mentioned virtual AMMs and I haven't heard that before. Can you explain a little bit more what virtual AMMs are?
Sure, of course. I think so we start up by having this like new design of AAM. So we call this virtual AAM. The reason we call it virtual is because so this is a derivative protocol. So we actually have kind of like two components. The first component is that we take the USDC from the trader as collateral. So for example, like trader Alice, she can put in 100 USDC, and then if she wants to have like 2x, then you know we actually mint virtual token. We call it virtual token. So it's not a real token. We mint 200 virtual USDC, so she can use this virtual token. And the second component is that we have a Uniswap SYK kind of a model. So we use it as a price engine. So Alice can put this 200 USDC, virtual USDC onto this, SYK model. So like, for example, she wants to participate in ETH market, then she wants to get a long positions, then she can just put in the VUSDC and then take VETH out. And then VETH is her position. So later on, she wants to sell the position back to the AAM and get VUSDC out again. And then we can calculate the P&L for her. So that's actually how it works. So everything is virtualized. So we code this virtual AAM. So it's very different from spot trading like Uniswap. Like Uniswap, if you want to trade ETH to USDC, you have to provide ETH. Also for the liquidity provider, if you want to provide liquidity, you have to prepare ETH and USDC. But in our perpetual protocol, everything is virtual.
Gotcha. Let me ask you also, what do you think the future of DeFi is like? You know, obviously you guys are innovating in a lot of ways, trying to create different solutions, different tools to, you know, give traders to make it easier, make it more efficient, faster, all that stuff. And so are all these other protocols. And given how competitive it is and how saturated it is right now, what do you see the future, you know, shaping into for DeFi, you know, going into the rest of the year, going into the future?
That's a good question. So so I personally believe that the market should be winner takes all. That's the first thing that I think a lot of people feel that, it should be a market chain war. It should be like market protocol, like working together. Personally, I think that's probably not the case. I personally believe ETH will be the only, probably not the only one, but it probably will take like 60% of the market share. And also like Uniswap, I think Uniswap will take like over 60% of the market share of spot trading. So the first thing I feel that there is kind of like one winner takes all. And the second thing is that I think the compossibility is really important. So even if the DAX, I mean the spot DAX, spot trading DAX, like you know Uniswap is winning, there is I mean a skill like other protocol can build on top of like Uniswap or others. So compossibility, I think that's actually make the whole DeFi system very different. Yeah. So in that way, also like the third thing is like layer two. I believe that once Uniswap or other, people are moving to like Polygon and then have lots of success. And personally, I believe like Arbitrum or like Optimism, once they launch, I mean, most of the protocol will be there. And then I personally believe like Uniswap, you will have like 10x of trading volume. And then at that time, we will have another DeFi summer. Personally, maybe like winter because I mean it's already summer now. But after like Arbitrum launch, I think like it should be like you know DeFi winter. That's really personally I believe because the bandwidth like you know like you know 100x bandwidth, Uniswap should be like 100x more efficient.
Do you think that's we're entering a DeFi winter right now? Do you think we've maybe like peaked out over the spring and whatnot, and we've seen all this innovation and all this interest in it? And that maybe it might be quiet for a while and prices might go down, things like that? Or do you think there's still, you know, more room to grow, you know, throughout the year?
I personally think that there are more room to growth. I mean, like, I believe after Arbitrum or Optimism launched, they should be like another like bull market for DeFi. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe.
Another bull market this year?
This year, yeah. So I think Arbitrum is launching like probably next month or like a few weeks after. Mm-hmm. And actually, you think about this. I mean, like, so we got like 80% of the market share of derivative. I mean, all the derivative protocol, right? But personally, I think there are several reasons. But one of the reasons is that we are the only one who kind of 100% built on top of right now it's not only one, but when we started, it's only one that built on top of layer two. So we are the only one that built on top of XSky. XSky has like more like bandwidth than ETH mainnet. So we actually got the boost of the trading volume because I mean like trading is cheap. I mean like you know the arbitrage come in, they don't really need to, I mean, like, you know, like if you want to market make on like Uniswap, you got lots of competition. You have to take care of the gas price. You do lots of calculation, but on XSky, actually, everything is so cheap. So you just like, you know, once you see the price difference, you just go in. You just try to arbitrage. So it makes a lot of things easier. So that's how we can boost the trading volume up. So I think the same thing happened to Uniswap. Uniswap has always been on the ETH mainnet. They never tried to like go off to the layer two solution, but they will, I mean, in a few weeks. So I personally believe that once they go on like Arbitrum or Optimism, they should have like 10x of the trading volume.
Okay, got it. Actually leads into another question I had on V2, and I think someone asked it in the comments, so I'll just throw it up here. Is there a release date for PERP V2, or what details do you have on that? And then while you're kind of talking about that, let me throw up the website as well so people can see it.
So V2, So we actually get an announcement, I mean, like right now. And we have spent like several months on this already. Mm-hmm. I mean, so PERP V1 actually is doing quite well, but there are some like issues. I mean, there are actually two issues that, we don't really have a good idea that how to solve it until we figure out how this V2. So the first thing is like efficiency. So like I said before, we are using this SYK like model, like just like Uniswap V2. SYK model is really good. It's very simple. People understand it. But from the capital efficiency point of view, you kind of like deploy the capital, I mean evenly across the curve. So it's not really that efficient. Mm-hmm. So we actually want to, we actually want to swap that component out and then put in UniV3, which has a concentrated liquidity model, which will boost our capital efficiency. So that's one part. That's one thing that we want to solve is the capital efficiency. And the second thing is that we have this like long-short imbalance in. It's more like detail, like design thing, but this actually, so we have this insurance fund, actually it grows quite well, but sometimes it actually goes down when the market moves a lot. So there's no like good way to really, we actually try like maybe a 10 different solutions, but after that, we think that combined with Uniswap V3, and then also like enable like Maker, which will provide, who can solve this problem. Yeah, so yeah, that's like briefly description of V2. And I think we can launch V2 probably like in August, like September timeframe around there. Yeah, but nothing for sure because I think it's really hard to, we have to schedule the audit, there are lots of things. Yeah, but hopefully we can do that around there.
Okay, got it. Yeah, and on top of that, you know, what else is on your guys' roadmap for the rest of the year, that you feel that's important that you want people to know about regarding Perpetual Protocol, where you guys are going? Do you guys have new tools you're launching, new services or things people can use, or important updates similar to V2? What should people be aware of?
Sure. So I think for this year, for actually V2 has like several milestones, but for this year, we want to build a change that, just kind of as better as FKX. Mm-hmm. I think FKX is kind of like the best central exchange out there that you can use. So in order like for us, we build tools on blockchain. So we actually have some limitation, but for V2, actually, we can do a lot of things that FKX provide, and then we can provide on blockchain. So for example, we want to have like cross margin. So right now we don't have cross margin. Cross margin means that, so right now kind of like each market, like the ETH market and also the Uni market, the 1-inch market on our platform is isolated, which means that the collateral or the margin ratio is calculated individually, but we want to have cross margin, which kind of combined together, so you have more capital efficiency, as a trader. So that's definitely one thing. And the second thing is that like FKX, so V1, we use USDC as the collateral, but like FKX, they enable, like you can use ETH, you can use lots of other tokens. So we also want to have that as well. And the third thing, I think that's the thing we kind of like most like looking up to is permissionless market creation, which right now for V1, every time we want to launch a new market, we will launch a vote, kind of like Aave or Compound. So people will propose and then we have a governance voting for that market. Once it passes, the king will prepare and then we launch that market. But for V2, probably like around the end of this year, we want to have like, so anyone, if you can commit some like initial fund for the insurance fund, then you can create that market so people can trade. Yeah, so it kind of like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's actually it enable a lot of like a possibility for the protocols. Yeah.
Can you explain that part one more time? The permissionless market creation. What is that again?
Yeah. So it's so compared to like we need a vote to create a new market. So permissionless means that everyone they don't need to go through the governance. They can just click on the UI, you deposit some like funds for the insurance fund, and then that's it. You can create a market just like Uniswap. So Uniswap, you can go in and then create the market like on your own. So you just need to mint that token first. So the same, we want to have that.
Okay, got it. That makes more sense. Cool. Where's your community? Do you guys have like a Discord or a Telegram, or where do you guys interact and share ideas and for things to help make Perpetual Protocol better?
We have Discord. We also have Telegram. So I think either place that you can connect with the team and then ask questions. I think the community can get back to you.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put all that stuff in the description below so people can also, find it and go check it out and join the community if they want. I'll definitely jump in there and stir the pot a little bit. That's always fun. Discord channels in crypto are crazy sometimes, as you probably know. Anyways, Yenwen, thanks for taking the time to come on the podcast live today. Really appreciate it. I know it's very late there and very early here, so thank you for, finding a time. And sharing everything you guys are doing with Perpetual Protocol. Really excited about it. It seems like something that's going to be really competitive with all the other DEXs out there. It's offering a lot of beneficial tools, and thanks to your guys' user base that, will be, beneficial if you're a trader and you want to get away from, those centralized exchanges. So again, thanks for taking the time to come on, and we'll do it again in the future too.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Yeah. It's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well. Talk to you soon.